From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns will conclude his series of studies in verses 9 through 16 of Psalm 119. The theme of the series has been Living Clean in an Unclean World. Dr. Cairns will bring the final portion of the message shortly. First, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought taken from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Precious Repentance. The text is found in Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 43. And there shall ye remember your ways and all your doings wherein ye have been defiled, and ye shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for all your evils that ye have committed. When we are accepted of the Lord and are standing in the place of favor and peace and safety, then we are led to repent of all our failures and miscarriages toward our gracious God. So precious is repentance that we may call it a diamond of the first water. And this is sweetly promised to the people of God as one most sanctifying result of salvation. He who accepts repentance also gives repentance, and he gives it not out of the bitter box, but from among those wafers made with honey on which he feeds his people. A sense of blood-bought pardon and of undeserved mercy is the best means of dissolving a heart of stone. Are we feeling hard? Let us think of covenant love, and then we shall leave sin, lament sin, and loathe sin. Yea, we shall loathe ourselves for sinning against such infinite love. Let us come to God with this promise of penitence and ask him to help us to remember and repent and regret and return. Oh, that we could enjoy the meltings of holy sorrow! What a relief would a flood of tears be! Lord, smite the rock or speak to the rock and cause the waters to flow.
My advocate above.
How often have you passed a church displaying a sign which read, Revival, during a given set of dates? Yet how many Christians in this age of megachurches and seeker-sensitive religion have even the faintest idea of what constitutes revival in the scriptural sense? Down through the centuries, there have been remarkable visitations of God, during which thousands were gloriously saved. Times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America associated with Jonathan Edwards, were times of genuine spiritual revival. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the late 1940s and early 50s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches were built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit of God came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not due to his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees by the roadside under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity and ran to the churches crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is happy to make available CD copies of Duncan Campbell's own account of what happened during those revival times on the Isle of Lewis. There is also a CD containing personal testimonies of people who came to salvation in Jesus Christ during those revival times. Each CD is $5, or you may obtain both for $8, which includes postage and handling. To obtain your own copy, simply send a check for either or both CDs to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just request the CDs of The Revival on the Isle of Lewis. If you wish, you may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You will be blessed greatly as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of his last message in a series on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the whole series has been Psalm 119, the portion from verse 9 through verse 16. The common thread of each verse has been the Word of God. The text for this message is verse 16, where the psalmist says, I will delight myself in thy statutes, I will not forget thy word. In the course of this week's programs, Dr. Cairns has been summing up the whole series in a message called Staying the Course, Remaining True to God and to His Word. The first phrase of the text contains the key. It emphasizes a habitual and happy commitment to God's Word. As Dr. Cairns has reminded us, there is much in the Bible to delight the child of God. And yet, there must be diligent, prayerful study of God's Word, rather than the cursory, hurried reading that many give it. The second phrase of the text says, I will not forget thy word. In other words, we are to remember the Bible by filling our minds with it and by obeying its precepts. Paul exhorted the Colossian Christians to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. As we let God's word dwell in us richly, we'll become mature in the things of God and be useful to him. And now to bring God's word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
I'm a great believer. I think every preacher's got to do this. Any preacher who doesn't do this will amount to nothing. But what's good for the preacher is good for the person in the pew. I believe in opening that book and getting on your knees before God with an open Bible and getting on your face before God with an open Bible. Let your praising be directed by the Scripture. Let your confession be directed by the Scripture. Let your pleading be directed by the Scripture. As you read, as you think, as you understand, and then as you praise God, worship God, and plead with God over the open page of His Word, you will delight in this book. Delight in it. God save us from the sin that is so prevalent that Bible reading is a chore. There's a lot of people, and if they're honest, they'll say, yes, that's exactly where I am. It's an imposition. I do it because I have to do it. I think I've got to do it. But I'm getting nothing out of the Bible. Let me tell you, it's in the Bible. And if you're not getting it out of it, then there's something wrong. Go the way I'm telling you. Read it. Think of what you're reading. Do not be satisfied until you understand what you're reading. Pray over what you're reading. I've said it 1,000 times from this pulpit. Before I leave you, I would love to know that every Christian here is doing it. I know that many of you have taken me at my word, and many of you have come to me and have told me this has transformed your lives and transformed your prayer life. And I'll say again what I've said 1,000 times. Learn what I learned many years ago. Take this book of Psalms and go through the book constantly. Day after day after day, get before God, and with your psalm for that day, let the wording of the psalm lead you to praise God. You're not expounding the psalm, you're not analyzing the psalm, you're not giving some exegesis of the psalm. But what you're doing is you're letting the words of that psalm suggest to you various matters for praise and worship and thanksgiving. Before you know it, it will lead you in to petitions and supplications and prayers. Prayer life directed by God's Word. Delight in this Word and never forget it. Never forget it. Never dismiss it from your memory. Never forget where you were when the light of this Word first shone into your heart. Where were you? In the blackness and darkness of sin. Oh, there was a time then when the Bible meant something to you. There was a time when that shaft of light came into your darkened soul. It showed you your sin. It showed you your danger. It pointed you to a crucified yet risen Christ. It brought you to a fountain filled with blood. Think of what God did for your soul with the entrance of His Word. You were born again of that incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Think of what the alternative is to having the Word of God control your thinking. You know, either this book is going to control how you think or something else is. Think of the alternative. And think of what the Lord will do for you. Think of what He will do for a people and through a people who are fully committed to His Word. D.L. Moody was challenged as a young man. Moody was not educated as other preachers were. He was not the orator other preachers were. He did not have the formal abilities that other preachers had. But he knew God. And D.L. Moody heard this challenge. I think it was from Henry Drummond. The world has yet to see what God can do for and in and through a man who is fully committed to Him. And as D.L. Moody heard that, his heart was smitten. He said, "O God, by Your grace, I will be that man. I will be that man." And he was. The rest is history. Tens of thousands of souls won for Christ. What God will do for and through a people who are fully committed to Him and His Word. That's why Paul exhorts us, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom. This is what will make you wise. Teaching and admonishing one another, this is what will make you minister to God's people. In psalms and hymns, this is what will bring joy and music and melody to your soul. With grace in your heart. He told young Timothy as he was bidding him farewell. He said, all scriptures given by inspiration of God. Get into the Bible, Timothy. Get into God's Word. For it's profitable for doctrine. This is where you learn the truth. It's profitable for reproof. This is what will convict you of your sin. It's profitable for correction. This is what will put you in the right path. This is what's profitable to instruct you in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect or mature or entire or fully developed. Truly furnished unto all good works. Now that's a wonderful picture of a Christian. A man of God who's fully developed and he's prepared to do every good work that God has for him to do. What a different place America would be if God's people were living in the fullness of that verse. What a different place the world would be if God's people were living in the fullness of that verse. Men of God, not babes in Christ anymore. It's wonderful to see a newborn babe, but it's terrible to see a 50-year-old babe. Wonderful to see a new babe born into a home, but all the anguish and the agony of the little babe never develops. And that's where we are in the church so often. Saved for 20 years, but still a baby. Oh, what it would be to see young men, young women, older men and women, all of God's people, mature, grown up, strong, completely equipped to do the good work of God. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy words. Here is the word of a man who will stay the course, who will never give up, who will live clean, however unclean the world may be around him, who will go through with God. Here's the man whose clean life will be a testimony, whose life will be a witness, whose work will be used of God. Here's the man who, when he comes to the end of it all, will be able to say with Paul, I have fought a good fight. I finished the course. I like that. I stayed the course. I fought a good fight. I finished the course. I trust that God will give you that testimony. The key is a habitual and a happy and a wholehearted commitment to God and to His Word. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let us all pray. In just a moment, the meeting will be over and you'll be free to leave. We'll close in prayer. Before I do so, let me ask you just to stop and think carefully. If you're in this meeting and you're not saved, I've spoken of those who despite profession and pretension, Jesus said, know him not, and he knows not them. If you're not saved, I invite you to Christ. Give up all hope in yourself and get to faith alone in Christ alone. Make sure you're saved. And if you are a Christian, perhaps God has spoken to you the neglect of God's word. No delight in the scriptures. Lack of love for Christ. If God has spoken to you, then this is the time to confess, to repent, get God's forgiveness. May the Lord grant restoring grace. Dr. Barrett and I are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can help you in the things of God, we invite you to remain as the others leave, and we'd be delighted to point you Christward. Father in heaven, do bless thy word to every heart. Write it upon the fleshy tables of the heart. Lord, teach us to delight in thy statutes, and never to forget thy words. Grant our God that we will stay the course. Grant that we will have this commitment to our God and to his word. Bless each heart, save the lost and restore the backslidden. Bless each home, enthrone the Bible in our homes. Bless each family. Save our young people, our children, our teenagers. Lord, grant that not one of them will come to destruction by the neglect and rejection of God's word. Hear our prayer. Part us with thy very richest blessing, the blessing of the triune God. Be the abiding portion of all thy blood-bought people, both this Sabbath day and evermore. We pray these things, giving thee our thanks, in Jesus' precious name and through the merits of his atoning blood. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.